Hey, what it do, y'all? This is your boy Major, and y'all chilling with me for episode number 21. And y'all should already know by now, man, this is hoodhype.com, the home for the unsigned artists all over the internet, man. And today, man, we got a big, real big episode, man. Got lots of shit to get into. Been a real busy week. We got an interview coming up with my man Sean Price from the Duck Down Camp. A lot of y'all probably, you know who Sean Price is. If y'all don't know, he was actually voted the independent artist and the indie album of the year last year for The Source. So we're going to be talking with him, man. And the interview got lively for a minute, man. I guess I touched the nerve a little bit. And, you know, Sean definitely spoke his mind on a certain topic. But we're going to get into all of that. I want to announce the winner from episode number 18. Because last week we kind of had a mix up. I know I said 18 last week, but really I announced episode 19's winner, which was MLS. The winner that I should have announced last week was The Academy, and they had the track called So Tired, and they was actually in episode 18. So what we're going to do is just flip-flop, and MLS is out there on Hip Hop Directory right now. Next week it'll be The Academy's turn, so that's how we're going to do it. And then after this, man, we'll be all, you know, all set, and everything will be back on track. And before I go any further, man, got some bad news for, you know, in case you've been living under a rock for the last couple days. You probably heard about, you know, Proof from D12, you know, getting shot, and he actually, you know, died and passed away on Tuesday. And I just wanted to throw a RIP out there to Proof. I want to give my condolences to his family. You know, he was very close to Eminem, so, you know, prayers and thoughts are with all the people with the Shady Camp and the whole D12 team and all of them. But we got more, you know, information on that whole situation coming up in the hip hop news section, so we'll get into that later on. But now, man, let's go ahead and get into our kickoff artist today. And our first artist goes by the name of DeMorn Warren. And dude is from Brooklyn, New York. And he calls this song He Say, She Say. And this track right here is hard as hell, man. And I kind of had an idea the track was going to be fire because I saw it. And I'm like, damn, this dude don't even got no rap name. So, you know, usually when you see them dudes that be spitting with a birth name, you know what I'm saying, usually they be coming with that fire. And the name of his label is called Do For Self Entertainment. And his album is called The World According to D. You know, this track right here is raw as hell. And them BK boys is locking shit down right now, man. We had Homage and Dubs. They was our first repeat artist. Them dudes was from BK. Got another dude coming up later on in this show. Also from BK. So New York just doing their damn thing. This track right here is fire as hell. I'm loving this track. So let's go ahead and get into it to kick off the show. Yeah.
Second, wait, it's DeMorn here, let me set the record straight. It's a lot of this talk referring to D, but you ain't got the facts unless you heard it from me. I'm not one to brag and I don't need to boast. Joking coward till he pale like you seen a ghost. They can't bring it to me, so they try to ruin my name. And then smile in my face like we cool in a gang. You cool with your bang, son, you just the usual lane. I do for self, me and Paul and the few that remain. So who you with? Don't confuse a kid, it's deeper than this music ish. You probably can't tell, but the more I've been through some ish. You like a little bird who never left the nest screaming. Quit crying, bet your mama still breastfeed her. Get out of line once and you will get a smack. Now you sipping yak, kid, stick to Similac. Yo, it's time to kill all the he say, she say. Talk of the town from the Burbs to the PJs. Queens uptown plus the Bronx and BK. Show them how we get down the NYC way. Cowards keep talking, but I know where your peak stay. Dad, y'all gonna see things these way. Keep talking, shit, you gon' feel my heat spray. Move when I'm coming through, give me some leeway. So homies think they know me. You can try to show me your way, but you can't control me. I'm my own boss, man, I only work for the cash. Plus I keep a little something in my personal stash. It's like an unwritten rule, bet D get respect. I keep the male ego in check with eagles and texts. But if I'm not strapped that day, I beat you to death. I roll with a pack of wolves who love eating your flesh. It's like Dama, I bomb you, disappear like Osama. I be somewhere down yonder on the beach in the Bahamas. I promote peace, I don't see the reason for the drama. Shoot torpedoes in the water, watch you sinking in the harbor. Cause the blackout of 03. Streets is getting darker, mad people getting scarred up. Queens of Nicaragua, if you see me with my eyes closed, speaking with the father like Moses with the burning bush. Trees is getting sparked up. It's time to kill all that he say, she say. Talk of the town from the burbs to the PJs. Queens uptown, plus the Bronx and BK. Show them how we get down the NYC way. Cowards keep talking, but I know where your peak stay. Dad, y'all gon' see things these way. Keep talking, this shit, you gon' feel my heat spray. Move when I'm coming through, give me some leeway. Reminder that I'm living in a cold world, so I wear the proper attire. It's much more on my plate now, I'm the provider. Gotta watch my steps so I don't drop in a fire. I move agile, cause the path I travel is narrow. Standing upright in sunlight, casting a shadow. Known for blazing new trails, now I'm back in the saddle. Pass the crew along my way, then I go on my way. Cause some of y'all be trying to keep a record of my faults. To discredit me, y'all like brawls, pathetic with the talk. So that issue you trying to pop with, you never get it off. If you sold it for half the price, the hustle ain't half as tight. I'm just telling you the facts of life. I look laid back, but I ain't wrapped too tight. Word is where I'm from, yo, these cats is heartless. Watch where you step or get cast in the darkness. It's time to kill all that he say, she say. Talk of the town from the burbs to the PJs. Queens uptown plus the Bronx and BK. Show them how we get down the NYC way. Cowards keep talking, but I know where your peeps stay. Up that, y'all gon' see things these way. Keep talking, shit, you gon' feel my heat spray. Move when I'm coming through, give me some leeway.
Alright y'all, this whole week been crazy as hell. Let's hit up my man Fro and get the 411 on the hood this week. Hey, what's going on, Fro? Man, what's the business this week, man?
What's good? Just on a sad note, I'm gonna start off. As you probably already know, rapper Proof from D12, Eminem's his first group really to hit the limelight. Proof was shot and killed on April 11th at a club on 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm.
The details are emerging kind of slowly. It was over a pool game. Proof got into an argument with a bouncer, which led to a fist fight, which led to Proof pulling out his licensed pistol and knotting him up a little bit. And then they're saying that the Proof fired first and shot him in the head, this bouncer. And then a second bouncer opened fire on Proof and hit him in the head twice. Mm-hmm. Now, the head twice and the chest and stomach. He was rushed to a local hospital or a treatment center and pronounced dead there. So it's a sad day, really.
Yeah, man, that's messed up, man. That's messed up. It's, you know, shit, man. It's getting to the point, man, where rappers really can't even go out there and enjoy themselves, you know. And, you know, it's a sad day. You know, the songs that they be making and shit, like, you know, like we was talking earlier, man. Should they make all the songs about being, you know, out at the club and make the club bangers, and, you know what I'm saying, they can't even go to the club themselves, you know, without worrying about, you know, meeting up with that hatred.
Yeah, you know, they gotta seclude themselves in VIP or go to the, you know, the soft clubs or something like that. But it reminds me of Shine. I mean, this is one way that you end up is in death, really. I mean, you know, that's one of the results of going to the club for a celebrity. I mean, you think about Shine, he's still locked up for some shit that popped off while he was at the club. So it's a sad day when they can make them bangers that we could party to, but they can't party to themselves.
I mean, that's fucked up. R.I.P.
Yeah, for sure. Let's change gears a little bit. Superhead,
mm-hmm.
She's going to be in a porn film, man. Vivid is going to release a video. She's going to be called Superhead. Simply put.
Self-titled.
That's what's up. See what the
finish is. Somehow I ain't surprised, man. This shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit sound like that shit was all scheduled and just written up that way. So now she about to be a porn star.
That's what's up.
It's crazy.
She's going to finally, you know, we're going to see. I guess the fame name is going to be revealed. Why they call it Superhead, apparently. That's all about. Yeah, as I told you before, Cassidy's out. He's been hitting the mixtape circuit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot. He also was addressing the beef that kind of started right before he went in jail in June of 2005. You know, if you caught his video, B-Boy Stance, mm-hmm. or if you caught 50 Cent's Piggy Bank, you know that they was going at each other on a kind of like a humorous level. They 50 didn't really speak on him in his, but the video, it's funny. So that's what Cash is kind of saying now, is that we're just having fun. It's just comedy. He said he knows the real beef is in the streets, you know, and that's real.
Mm-hmm.
When two people who known for, you know, going at people hard, you know, can do that, and then still, I mean, we'll see what 50 has to say about it. But as far as Cassidy's concerned, he's, you know, it's just music, you know. They just doing hip hop.
Oh, that's cool, man. I want to get, you know, 50's opinion on that. But if he feel the same way, that's, you know, a good change of pace, because you don't see that shit too often where cats go at each other, but they admit, you know what I'm saying, it's just competition. It ain't really nothing real. So that's cool.
Nas and Rakim looked like they're going to do a collabo. They did a song in like 2003 that didn't get released. It was called Streets of New York. It was a remake of an Alicia Keys song or something.
Mm-hmm.
But and that was a banger. Now they're going to do another one. I guess it was on camera for MTV. And Rakim put it to Nas, just like, you know, I'll put him on blast a little bit. Was like, you know, we got to do a song together. And Nas said, okay, so looks like we're going to be hearing something from now. They probably won't make this album, which I caught on MTV the other day. Not, you know, Nas might still be trying to call the album Nigga. We'll see.
Oh, man.
I don't know how I feel about that one, but we'll see how it goes.
Nas is something else.
I don't want to run up on the wrong cat, you know. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to run up on the wrong cat. Be like, you know, I gotta go get that nigga Duke. I don't want that to happen. So I got mixed emotions at this point. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, he gotta be careful with that one, man. Real careful.
Gotta have two versions or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, one last thing. I know you caught that fight.
Oh, for sure.
That dude and Floyd Mayweather.
Hell yeah, GR baby. Floyd Mayweather put it down. Got to send a big shout out to Grand Rapids and Floyd.
There was a little melee in the ring around, I think, round 9 or 10. What was that round? So a late round. Zab, he was behind on the scorecards and everything, and I think that he knew it. So, dude, he took a couple of dirty shots. You know, he got him in his cup. And then he also did a rabbit punch on him. Floyd didn't retaliate immediately or nothing, and it was like, I think, like 5 or 6 seconds left in the round.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Steele, the referee, called timeout, and Floyd's uncle and trainer jumped in the ring, man. And, you know, he was just mad. I think he thought that the bell rang, but it didn't ring. So
Roger nutted up, man. That dude got in the ring quick, fast.
Yeah. I guess he was choking Zab a little bit in the corner. He got the hooks on him a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what Zab is saying. He says it was Roger who had him in the corner. With all the melee, the cops did kind of good job of keeping people from jumping in. Because if that would have happened, I'm glad it didn't happen, because if it would have, that would have been the end of the fight. And then this controversy, and, you know, maybe Floyd gets his first loss, you know, by disqualification or something like that. I don't want to see that. That's my man. So.
Hell yeah. They did a good job, man, of keeping people out the ring. And then the other smart decision they made was to let the fight go on. Because I'll tell you what, if they had called the fight and ended it like that, it'd have been a riot for sure. I mean, people from the stands would have been rushing the ring. That shit would have got out of hand. So, yeah, they did the right thing, man. And shit, the funny thing too, man, is, you know, I was interviewing Sean Price, and he was, you know, talking, you know, about Zab. And, of course, he's from Brooklyn, so he was going for Zab too. But it just looked like the Brooklyn boys are disappointed on that one, man. Michigan had to rep.
Hopefully it'll be a rematch so Floyd can put the hands on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that one more time.
For sure. So I don't know if I said it, but Floyd ended up winning the fight. My decision. Just wanted to make sure that I put that there. It was a good fight, man. Catch that on HBO.
For sure. For sure.
Well, man, I think that's about it. I'm about to head up out.
Cool, man. I'll get at you next week then, man. We'll see what's going down.
All right, stay up.
All right, man. One. All right, y'all. Shots to my man Fro for bringing y'all the news. But now we about to go ahead and get into our second track. And our next artist is my man St. John coming out of Sacramento, California. And he calls this track Come Back to Me. And in this song, man, he raises some interesting points about how West Coast fans have always, you know, gravitated and really, you know, been big time supporters of people who had an East Coast flow or really was originally from the East Coast. Because when you go back and look at it, man, you got Tupac, who, of course, was born in New York. Then you got Corrupt, who was born in Philly, you know, before he moved out to the West Coast. And then you got Game, even though he was born in Compton, you know, and raised in Compton. Game does have that East Coast style, you know, to his flow. And so I think he got a point there. And, you know, while we on the topic of it, I kind of think, you know, St. John got a bit of an East Coast style himself, even though I ain't going to lump him into a particular category. The dude can spit, and that's really all that matters. And the beat on this track is real fire too, man. So I think y'all gonna be feeling this one. If you want to check out St. John, you can go to garageband.com/St. John, which is ST and then John. So we about to slide into this one right now on hoodhype.com. Let's go.
St. John, yeah, West Coast, come back to me. West Coast, come back to me. You want that old Cali rap back? West Coast, come back to me. West Coast, come back with me. North Cali niggas, they don't know how to act. Nope. I love my niggas, they ain't gotta love me back. They right. don't understand, the game is shifted. Still spitting at the 94 to 96 shit. Thug rap when the West was hot. Yeah. It's back to the future, Michael J. Fox. Bring back to introduce what the West forgot. Right. Every nigga in the West can't sound like Pac. So-and-so said I got a East Coast flow. Cali loves niggas with a East Coast flow. Right. Pac was from New York, Corrupt from Philly. Nah. You gave him your support. Homie, you sound silly. Gorilla yeah. Black is a copy of Biggie. And Game's got an East Coast flow. You still love him though. True. Yeah, you want that old Cali rap back. Sit down and baptize the map. All the hoods up in Cali, I love you so. I'm never, ever, ever gonna let you go again. Go again, go again. West Coast, come back. And on the East Souffle, niggas gotta go. Cause everybody sees how they act like hoes with them. Hoes with them, hoes with them. West Coast, come back to me. And the truth will get you. Yeah. You ain't gotta sneeze for the boy to bless you. I don't see G's, just they nephews. Right. Never move keys, the streets wouldn't let you. Everybody's got an uncle locked in the box. Everybody got a cousin thugging on the block. Okay. You should be embarrassed if you got your ass shot. Got caught slipping, you don't get props. Right. Cooking in the kitchen, slinging in the streets. Only getting 5% of the piece, nigga, you weak. With your Section 8 flow, how you giving money to a Section 8 hoe? No house, no food on the table. Niggas sounding like they from a Section 8 label. Whoa. Yeah, you want that old Cali rap back. St. John, no baptize the map. All the hoods up in Cali, I love you so. I'm never, ever, ever gonna let you go again. Go again, go again. West Coast, come back. And all the East Souffle niggas gotta go. Cause everybody sees how they act like hoes with them. House with them, house with them. West Coast, come back. Just prior to Richard Pryor leaving this earth, you can see how the West Coast rap game was hurt. Jeffrey Dahmer's 8 people, he's still alive. Tookie wrote a book and got sentenced to die. I was gone 5 years, then I came home. Look at all these motherfucking Mac Dre clones. Look at all these niggas with the dreads in their dome. Gold in their mouth, that's from the South. Niggas get grilled, get so excited. They don't floss it right, gingivitis. Play me in the drop, stop and listen. That ain't Range drops in your face is me spitting. Do you wanna match wits? Be a match stick. I got gas, boy. You can get your ass lit. I'm so fantastic. I don't rock Reebok, but I'm still a classic. West Coast, come back to me. 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 St. John has baptized the map. Baptized the map. All the hoods up in Cali, I love you so. I'm never, ever, ever gonna let you go again. Go again, go again. West Coast, come back. And all the East Souffle niggas gotta go. Cause everybody sees how they act like hoes with them. Hoes with them, hoes with them. West Coast, come back to me.
All right, y'all, I mentioned it earlier, but now let's go ahead and get into this Hood Hype exclusive interview with my man Sean Price from Duck Down Records. My first question, man, is your 2005 album Monkey Bars, you know, received good reviews from everybody, and I see where it was named the Source Magazine's Independent Album of the Year. And that was impressive considering that long layoff. And so I just want to get it out there. Was it hard for you to get back in the game after having that amount of time off? And overall,
because the mind always works. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You might not physically grab the pen and put something down on the paper, but the mind always works. So when I decided to grab the pen, you understand, it was nothing.
No, okay. And how did you feel about the project, you know, as a whole for your first solo joint?
Oh, I love it, man. I love it, man. I love everything. I love the whole album, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's like a few joints I wish I could have put on there that I didn't, but that shit is banging up.
Okay. And now, man, I read in some of the past interviews, man, where it seemed like you kind of felt slept on because, you know, it seemed like everybody used to check for Rock back in the Helter Skelter
days. Yeah, everybody, you know what I mean? They be sucking Rock dick all day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm some motherfucking sidekick ass nigga. Like, he Captain America and I'm Bucky and shit. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I'm letting niggas know I ain't no sidekick, nigga. I will kick your side in, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
I'm no fucking sidekick. I get busy. I get just as busy or if not better than Rock. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we partners, 50-50. It's not like he was holding 75% and I was 25. It's 50-50. You know what I mean? But y'all motherfuckers just be on his dick so bad because of his voice. You know what I mean? And that's disrespecting Rock, too. Like, people got to see, like, he can say anything as long as his voice is good. That's not respecting that man neither. You know what I mean?
I feel you, because the voice don't make the man. Right about
the
that.
Voice don't make the band either. You know what I mean? Like, he's talented, man. Just don't be on his dick because his voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of y'all stupid motherfuckers be on his dick because of his voice and don't know what the fuck he be saying and shit. Whatever, whatever. And y'all even pay me no mind. I'm just like rocking the other guy. Well, the other guy get busy. You know what I mean? I'm just letting them know the other guy get busy.
But now she done dropped that joint. As far as the critics go and the people out here in the media, do you feel that you kind of silenced the motherfuckers? And are you feeling like a new kind of respect coming from them now?
Yep. But, you know, it's still dick riding, though. It's like, why can't you let both of us be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know what I mean? Like I said, all we did is always felt Rock. And then now after my album out, they were like, yo, people, instead of them going, yo, you dope too? They go, I always knew you was the one. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dick riders, man. Stop dick riding. Just enjoy the music.
I feel you. Well, so now I'll see you up next, man. You got the album Jesus Price Hip Hop Superstar. And I hear that you already in the works. And I actually, you know, checked out the first single, you know, that you got out there. And so when's that album going to be due out? And what else can people expect to hear on this one?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. It's not hip hop, so it's Jesus Christ Superstar.
Superstar, okay.
I don't know. Like, I know the Boot Camp album is July 18th. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, my album should be, like, you know, August, September.
Okay.
You know?
And so who you got? You got any new collaborations on there?
Oh, I got the Chester's League on my shit, man. I got a song with Tay, I got a song with Pooh, I got a song with Joe Scudder. You know what I mean? I got a song with my man Sean Dawg, Duddy. So, you know what I mean? I got another song with me, Buck. I got a song with me, Buck, and my man Rusty Jokes. That's it.
Okay. So keeping it pretty much in the fam, I feel you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, Justice League is like extended fam and shit, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Life Wonder, Crisis, Young Joe Scudder, Tay Pool, my man Legacy, you know, all of them, Dunny, all of them, man. They all my peoples, man.
Okay.
And I recorded my album down south, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel
so it was right there. I'm like, yeah, hey, we get this verse. You're cool, we get this verse. You know what I mean? They just did it. It was real nice. You know what I mean? Knocked it out.
Big Rock, what up? Yo, Tech is still, what up? Yo, first name Sean, last name Price. I step in the ring weighing an even 200. Lost 20 pounds in Evil, fucking around with E-pills. So I took a trip to Jack LaLanne. Got my weight back like that when I snatched the chain. Dude, I'm hardcore, far more than the average in charcoal. I smoke more than you bastards.
Y'all niggas ain't fucking with rock. Wildin' out like it's dust in my Dutch.
What producers you working with? You got Knife Wonder on there probably. And got some other
guys. Of course. Knife Wonder, Crisis. Well, they did the bulk of the album.
Know
what I mean? They did the bulk of it. Like, Knife did 5. Crisis did like 8 or 9. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got one from my dude, Elbon. From Jersey. Oh, my man, P.F. Cutton. He on there. Boss. M-O-S-S. Boss. Yeah, he did a beat on my album, too. You know what I mean? So...
Now, so far into this project, how you feel comparing this one, you know, up against the last album?
I don't compare it, man. I just put out albums, man. You know what I mean? I enjoy every one. I don't, mm-hmm. you know... I mean, obviously, you want every album to be better than the last.
Uh-huh.
But I let the people decide that, though. But I'm confident with what I'm putting out. I'm confident with what's coming out, though, for sure.
Man, I got another question for you, man. I know in the game, especially nowadays, man, we see a lot of people that might fall off the scene for a minute. Usually when they resurface, they with a whole nother team, a whole nother label, and they usually hating on the people that they used to be with. But, you know, saying you took the time off, came back, and you know, and it seemed like there was no hesitation. You came back with Duck Down. And I just want to get your opinion on how Duck Down's been able to keep their whole fam intact pretty much since the beginning. Because you don't see that too much.
You know what? We grown, man. You know, we grown. And we do what we want to do. You know, I mean, Duck Down is great. That's like family. Drew High, you know what I mean? I've been with him since I got in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know what I mean? If it ain't broke, we'll fix, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Fuck it, I rocks with them. That's my people. Him and Buckshot, you know what I mean? That's fam right there, you know what I mean? Right now, I'm doing more than I'm more than just an artist at the label, man. You know what I mean? I do more than just rap, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm executive producing a few projects that we about to drop, you know what I mean? So, I'm more involved. I'm more than just an artist.
Well, sir, y'all definitely got that family vibe, man, and y'all definitely be getting other jobs instead of just, you know, strictly hitting the booth. Y'all be making other moves, so that's cool. I feel that.
Yeah, we family, man, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, that's all you got, it's your family. And like, yeah, if I go to another label, and don't get it twisted, if you ever see me on another label,
mm-hmm.
it's still a Duck Down move. You heard? Because Drew High is always going to be my manager. So if I go somewhere else, you're still going to see that logo on the back of the album.
And that was another question I had for you, because I know I read in another one of your interviews where you were saying if you was with a major label, you felt that you'd be the talk of New York right now. And so has that ever crossed your mind, as you know, as far as going maybe, you know, to another major label?
Every artist wants a stage. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on a big stage, but I'm on a stage. With that being said, you know, I'm happy where I'm at. But if we can, you know, but it's always room for improvement, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can find a nice situation, if Drew can find a nice situation for me, he will. Because okay. That's my fan right there. He wants me to do the best, you know what I mean? But if I'm not going to go to a major... I'm not going to no other rinky-dink independent label. I might as well stay where I'm at. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I know these dudes. I ain't got no time going up to somebody else's label, going through some bullshit. I have to choke slam somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With my family, they lay it out all on the table. Your son, this is what it is. This is how much you're getting. This is what you got to do. Bob, that's it. We understand. It's understood. Everybody else, I got, you know what I mean? I be hearing horror stories about other niggas on different labels. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Different independent labels. They gotta go up there and beat motherfuckers up for their money, screaming about their money. Like, I don't do that, man. I don't do that.
I love selling nicks at night. Go home to my son, roll a spliff and watch Nick at night. I love it with my bitch cook. Come home to a hot meal. It's not real, the bitch can't cook. I love them bullets I sent you. You know what's up, I'm broke as fucking niggas to rent to. I love my mom's in a drug habit. I love a double jointed bitch up in my Craftmatic. I love snatching niggas' jewels up on the mass transit. I love busting in your mouth, I know you can't stand it. I love it. Yeah, you fucking onion head bass motherfucker. Let's go, fucker. Huh? Stupid motherfucker.
Man, before I go, man, got one last question, man. This off topic a little bit. I'm not sure if you be following the boxing game, man, but I want to get your opinion on the fight tonight if you're going to be watching it. Are you going with Pretty Boy Floyd or are you rolling with Brooklyn? You going with Zab?
Oh, you know, I'm from Brownsville, man. I'm definitely going with Zab, man.
You going with Zab?
You know, a lot of people are going to be like, yo, you know, Floyd, you going to do his numbers, but, you know, whatever, man. I stick with the home team, man.
Stick with the home team.
You know, I don't even know Zab, and I don't even know Zab Judah.
Okay.
I don't even know him, but I know he's from Brownsville. So, based on that there... He got that support, love, whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to see a Brooklyn nigga come out from Brownsville. Being we got nothing but the heavyweight champions out this bitch. You know what I mean? Go back from Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. You know what I mean? He from Brownsville Projects. He from my projects. Mm-hmm. My man Shannon Briggs, he from up the hill. He from over there by MOP way, over there by Lang Towers. You know what I mean? Then we got Riddick Bowe. Riddick Bowe's from Plaza, Noble Drew Ali. You understand?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Then, of course, Mike Tyson. Yep. And then Mike Tyson, you know what I mean? He's from Amboy. He's from over there by the shelter blocks and shit, you know what I mean? So, Brownsville got nothing but hard-hitting motherfuckers, man. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So I respect, yeah. I'm up on my boxing shit for sure, man.
Okay.
For sure. I tried to box for a minute.
Did you? Okay.
I quit when I got some pussy, man. I was a virgin, man, when I started boxing, man. So when I got some pussy, I quit, man.
Hell yeah, because in boxing, man, boxing and pussy don't mix, especially when it's time to train.
Yeah,
man.
Don't mix it. Yeah, it don't mix. You can't be fucking training at the same time.
Hell yeah.
You ain't fuck your legs up.
For sure. All right, man. Well, shoot, I appreciate the time, man, even though you're sick. That's cool, man. Good looking out.
Yeah, thank you, man. You know, like I said, be on the lookout for the new boot camp album. It's called The Last Stand. That'll be out July 18th.
Okay.
And then look out for my new album, man, Jesus Christ Superstar, man. Be out in September.
Okay. So I'm going to tell everybody, we'll be all checking for it, man.
Thank you, bro.
All right, man. Stay up, dog.
All right, fam.
All right, one.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up, man. Sean Price, I told y'all, man, that was a good interview. Real interesting, but as I said, man, he did get a little bit heated as soon as we got on the subject of rock. But nonetheless, man, want to thank Sean for taking that time out. Big shout out over there to Duck Down Records, too. But moving on, man, we about to get into our third cut. And it's brought to you by Miss Tamika Goodman. And the name of this track is called Talk No More. And basically, man, she talking to all of the fellas on this cut, man. She trying to holler at us, y'all. And, you know, the message in this song, man, is that, dudes, if you got a girl that you care about, man, and a shorty that, you know, you real with, go ahead and listen to her sometimes, man. That's just, you know, some personal advice, you know what I'm saying? I can't say listen all the time because I don't do that shit my damn self. And women out there, man, y'all know y'all be talking just a little bit too much, so we can't absorb all that information at once. So give us a break a little bit. But dudes, we do need to try to listen to these ladies, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more. And this track right here is fire as hell, man. She got a real powerful voice. Kind of remind me of almost a kind of a Kelly Price type of vibe to her voice, because girl can sing. She's off a record label called Full Swang Entertainment, excuse me. And if you want to check them out, you can go to www.fullswang, which is S-W-A-N-G, then E-N-T.com. And this is off her album called Love Box. And the lady's coming out of Shreveport, Louisiana. So let's go ahead and slide into this cut right here, man, on hoodhype.com.
was at my mama's house. You accused me of cheating on you. That's the first sign I'm messing around.
Baby, we're keeping it moving. And this week, man, I don't really got no write-in feedback for y'all, but what I do have, man, is two fire-ass freestyles, man. And we about to go ahead and check out those freestyles right now.
Yeah, what's up? This is your boy, Sincere, Mid Mob Section. You know what I'm saying? The mixtape, episodes of a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Doing real well, doing big things. All you lame-ass rappers out there, man, I got a message for y'all, man. I learned to battle. You deal with sensitive men. I'm known to put more pressure on pockets than defensive end. Cause we not can if not playing to win. Never forgot the dirt I'm from or the clean given. A legacy like the Flintstones and MSU point blank. I'm the hardest hitting thing out of Flint since Carl Banks. My thing is going blank when the heat cooks on. Niggas feel scorned if I'm torn between bang or ball. My life chose both vendettas, bulletproof under baton leather. I chase cheddar, but I will murk a kid. I'ma leave your ass ripped like J-Lo pinups up at Diddy's crib. Punchlines, I touch mine. Touch mine, I'ma force you to punch on time. Kill flow, reaction time. And for you cowards, I got Jordan number to fire. Not 23 to 1, he wore after first retire. All you hating ass niggas out there, you know what I'm saying? The king is spoke. That's all I gotta say. This dirty Michigan, dirty Mitten, Flinttown, Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, Decatur, GA reppin'. Get at your boy at myspace.com, Sin of Mid Mob. And I'm in the second episode. The song is God, Guns, and Myself. And my click is in the first episode, which is Urban Life. So get at us, man. One.
Hey, yo, your boy dusts up in the building, calls security. And I'm a black on whoever say they ain't feeling me. Besides that, I'ma lay this shit down flat. I put it down for BK and throw that on my back. H and D till I'm clap, tack that on my back. He know exactly where I'm at with that, holler it back. Cause we the hottest shit to pop since the 80s with crack. Cop the 8-ball, chop it up and double them stacks. Shit. Get rich or die trying like 50. So I'm riding till them niggas can get me. And if they hit me, then that's neither here nor there. I wasn't prepared, but this chrome long thing here means I'm prepared, fucker, to let one of these hollow tip things touch you. If you ain't shooting, neither am I. I let H rush you and put a bad style beating on you. You should've laid low now. Look at you, son. You got that red shit leaking on you. Like he ain't right and that ain't nice. But look, I told him twice to spare his life. Man, that nigga know right from wrong. He chose wrong, so I did what I needed to. I popped shit off, I'm gone. Before the police can make a description, you know the streets be talking, niggas crying, niggas be bitching and snitching, talking to reporters, like take recorders, covering orders, cooperating, following orders. But see, I skate down the V-State with my main vein, gang dollars chasing this cake. But wait, it gets more critical. I'm the main reason y'all in the ER critical through the physical, nigga. Yeah, yeah, you already know what it is and how it's going down, man. 718 in the building. It's your boy Dubs D, a.k.a. Big Game Dubs, a.k.a. DZ Baby, representing that H&D shit. You already know, man. Hood hype. Y'all know what it is. Good looking on a 2-time nomination. We the first to ever do it. You know how we're putting it down. Holler at your boy H. You know what it is, man. H&D, baby. Black Rose Click. Holler.
Woo, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Two fire-ass freestyles right there. Gotta send a big shout-out to my man Dubs from the group Homage and Dubs. And artists, man, if y'all listening, that's how y'all do it, man. These dudes was, you know, the first cats to get repeated. They've been sending in, you know, tracks, man, been hitting us up. Now they're hitting us up on a freestyle tip, man. So these dudes are staying visible. Same thing for my man Sincere coming out of Lansing, Michigan. My man was featured back in episode number 2. And he's also with the Mid-Mob section who was featured in episode number 1 and in episode number 20, man. So take a page from these cats, man. They staying visible, you know, keeping their name out there. Want to thank both of them dudes for sending in them freestyles. So that's what's up. But now, man, we about to hit our final track up today. And the last artist, man, is unique as hell, man. This track is real different. I ain't really heard nothing quite like it in a long time. But the artist is Heron DeMarco, and the name of the track is called You Inspire Me. And he's the other cat I was telling you about. He's coming out of Brooklyn, New York. And if you want to email him, you can get at him at masterworks_25@yahoo.com. And this album title, man, is called Mutiny. And this track right here, man, if it's any indication, it's going to be fire as hell. And this dude really just getting shit off his chest on this track, man. He really going at all these fake, you know, industry type rappers, man, that you see out here. And he's also addressing the fake females too. So the track is nuts, man. The sample on this beat is nuts. It's a good track to close out the show with. So let's go ahead and get into it right now. Yeah.
As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all just like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all just like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns and money still burns, I need y'all like I need a fade and a burn. Y'all inspire me, you little plastic bastard rhymers with your blasted comments, sweet as a bonbon. Wanna be fame, get this bullshit rhyme aggressors behind closed doors, your effing cross-dressers. Let's just talk honest and fact. How y'all slop nuts for deals and contracts? Every time a fucking video come on, you collapse. Talking about, hey, look at me, I can do that. So you front in these little ciphers, think you the nicest. Suffering from a bad case of MC-itis. Get a meeting with a record company, you might just suck the CEO till your jaws get arthritis. So you sign a dotted, no spot in your research. Spending like you got it, throwing money like B-Surf. Little do you know, the record company eat first. All you get is a I Love Jigga and 50 t-shirt. Trouble in paradise, got you mumbling. Cause you got butt fuck for your rights in publishing. You would've been cool if you saw the problem and stop being such a fucking waste of oxygen. You would've been cool if you saw the problem and stop being such a fucking waste of oxygen. Cause niggas like you, I ain't got shit in common with. I'm the real deal, you still a con in college. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all just like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns and money still burns, I need y'all like I need a
fade in the burn. Used to think you was so majestic. Breathtaking, you guessed it. Mistaken, you tested. My patience wasted effort. Something I tried to get with, but I'm Mr. Pathetic. You wouldn't be called dead with the likes of me. Actually, do you remember not giving me 5 minutes? Treat me like dirty syringes. Because I ain't have no ends or car service. No sitting on rims, just hymns and converses. But you inspire me. Show me just how females can either be special women or Jezebels. Well, thanks to y'all, acting all stank. I can spot y'all without binoculars or radar. Say y'all thinking it's ludicrous. If I was the type of guy, I'd pour cyanide in your uterus. But I'm a gentleman, a man of good taste. Don't know what my ugly ass on you in the first place. No foundation, it's just imagination. Got you really thinking you look like 20 Sanaa Lathans or 10 Lisa Rays. Wait, I must say, you be acting as if you look like 80 Beyoncé's. But you're the real reason why I see the big picture. And I know the meaning between a harlot and a sister. But you're the real reason why I see the big picture. And I know the meaning between a harlot and a sister. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns and money still burns, I need y'all like I need a fade in the firm. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns into madness spreads, I need y'all like I need a gun to my head. As the whole world turns and money still burns, I need y'all like I need a fade in the firm. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You have just witnessed the Heron DeMarco experience. Oh, believe me, the pleasure was all yours. Oh, no, please, no applause. Yes, no, please, no applause. I'll be here all week. All right? Yeah. Rock with me now, baby. All right. Check.
That's about it, ladies and gentlemen. Want to thank y'all for coming out, you know, and checking out episode number 21. We'll be back at y'all next week to do it all again. Want to send a big shout out to HipHopDirectory.com, the Grand Google for hip hop on the internet. Shout out to SmoothBeats.com, playing the best hip hop and rap music on the internet. If you want to hit us up, man, call the Hype Line at 313-406-7577. If you want to give your opinion on anything you heard in today's show or in past shows, hit me up at major@hoodhype.com. If you got some questions or suggestions, hit us up at info@hoodhype.com. And next week, man, stay tuned. Got the big interview coming up with my man Prodigy from Mobb Deep. So make sure y'all, you know, come back to the website and download that one. But I'll be back at y'all that time, man. That's your boy Major signing off for episode number 21. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.